USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a bill condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original proposal was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins debating the resolution.
By bringing together things that are thrown together at the last minute, that leave out death threats to any other member besides two groups of members, that leave out others who have been hated upon, it breaks my heart.
American Airlines is grounding planes and canceling flights due to a problem with overhead compartments. The airline says an outside vendor recently updated several Boeing 737 aircraft, but the work was not up to their standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while. And I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The White House is responding to some possibly troubling news out of North Korea. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton saying it's still not clear for sure whether North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site that they had earlier begun to dismantle. He says they have seen satellite images suggesting that there's new activity, but
I don't think we really are in a position to say at this stage. Obviously, we have a lot of ways of getting information. We're going to study this situation carefully. As the president said, it would be very, very disappointing if they were taking this direction.
Bolton was speaking on Fox and Friends.
The debate continues as to whether President Trump has the authority to declare a national emergency. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson believes he does.
Prior Congresses have given any president this authority to act under the National Emergency Act. This president's may be expanding it. And Congress has also given him the discretion in these appropriation bills.
Johnson was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some new data out of Boston, Massachusetts says that nearly half of Boston students who enter college do not graduate within 6 years. City Councilor Michael Flaherty is pushing something that he believes may help. He's adding an extra year to school. Now, this would be an optional 13th year of school, but he said this would provide an extra layer of support for high school graduates to make it through college. He explains what the process would be like on Fox News.
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, it would be an optional program. If you think about Boston, we boast of having the best colleges and universities in the world. We also recognize that we're home to 16,000 high school kids that attend the Boston Public Schools. The problem is not enough of our kids are getting into those schools, and the ones that do aren't able to stay in, and so that's a problem. So year 13, very much similar to a PG, which it's not a new phenomenon. A lot of people know it. When I went to school, it was for kids that wanted to enhance their opportunity to get into Division I schools for sports, get faster, get stronger, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So this would be a one-year intense college prep course load program to get those math scores and English scores up, help them with their SATs so that they can get into these great schools that call Boston their home. At the same time, many of these schools provide scholarship opportunities for Boston Public School kids, but unfortunately, we're not even meeting the threshold to get these kids into the school. So this is really about helping kids and helping families.
It was also revealed that 40% of college graduates in Boston do not make more than $50,000 a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.